There's a couple of questions I wanted to ask you about this. Really, to ask you as a doctor, this was obviously a very radical punishment for a man whose crime was what perhaps today might be regarded as a nervous illness. As a medical man at the time, did you think this sentence and this penalty was a reasonable one?
Oh, I think it was absolutely essential. It was setting a bad example to the men. They were beginning to feel that you only had to walk off during a battle and then come back afterwards and you escaped any penalty of death or mutilation. It was setting a bad example. It must have happened. I dare say in the Second World War it didn't happen so much. They were looked on as shell shock cases instead of being just, as they were, cowards. And I think it was a necessary punishment.
Yes, in the Second World War they certainly would have been regarded as shell shock cases. Do you think that the attitude of medical people to cases of this kind in the Second World War demonstrated rather more enlightenment? Or do you think that they were rather softer?
I think they were rather softer. I remember, I think they were softer, yes.
The paradox of this case, I suppose, is that the man refused to accept the alcoholic anesthetic that you offered him, which was a kind of bravery and seems inconsistent with the crime he had been accused of.
Yes, but the crime was planned, definitely. He'd done it twice, you see, and setting a very bad example. And desertion in peacetime is a bad thing to do, but in wartime, to desert when a battle about to take place and leave all your comrades in the lurch was an unheard-of thing, of course, and must be.